and still more rarely have made them in their deaths look forward to a future hope. And thus, when they die, they seem totally to perish. Death in such instances must appear terrible. It must be considered as the greatest evil. But why is death set in shocking lights, when it is the universal lot? He has indeed thought fit to paint the death of the wicked as terrible as he could paint it. But he has endeavoured to draw that of the good in such an amiable manner that the very Balaams of the world should not forbear to wish that their latter end might be like that of the heroine. And after all, what is the poetical justice so much contended for by some, as the generality of writers have managed it, but another sort of dispensation than that which God, by revelation, teaches us? He has thought fit to exercise mankind, whom, placing here only in a state of probation, he hath so intermingled good and evil, as to necessitate us to look forward for a more equal dispensation of both. The author of the history, or rather dramatic narrative, of Clarissa, is therefore well justified by the Christian system in deferring to extricate suffering virtue to the time which it will meet with the completion of its reward. But not